Yeah, it's a unity government in a very technical sense, where there's a technocrat government that includes ministers from neither Hamas nor Fatah, so just professional ministers. It's a nominal unity only. On the ground, Hamas continues to persecute Fatah agents and members in the Gaza Strip, which it controls since 2007. And in the West Bank, Fatah does the same to Hamas. It summons people for investigation. It arrests people in cooperation with Israel in the West Bank. Basically, on the ground, there's no unity. There's a lot of disagreement and a lot of animosity and fear between the two camps. And the basic issue comes down to its attitude towards Israel. How do we best deal with Israel? And here, Fatah and the PLO have taken a more pragmatic approach, saying that Israel is maybe not the ideal thing. We don't agree with Zionism, but Israel is a fact on the ground which we have to deal with. And therefore, we have to attain the maximum number of achievements or the maximum degree of independence that we can. Try to get as much land as possible through negotiations, try to get maybe refugees back living on the land, etc. For Hamas, it's a much more maximalist approach. It's all or nothing. And Hamas argues that the only way to get concessions from Israel is through an armed struggle. That's something that Abbas completely opposes. He feels that the armed struggle has damaged the Palestinian cause, has wreaked havoc on Palestinian society. The Second Intifada was terrible, and therefore that's not the way to achieve things. Hamas does have some proof to support its case, namely Israel's withdrawal from the Gaza Strip in 2005. And the Shalit deal in 2011, which gave Hamas thousands of prisoners in return for an Israeli soldier. So when Hamas speaks to the public, it can say, here, we have proof that our way works, that the armed struggle works to achieve our interests, things that mean most to us, releasing prisoners and liberating land. And that's something that Abbas has a hard time countering in his arguments, because Israel's not been very forthcoming in the last few years in concessions to Abbas. So this internal struggle, ideological struggle within the Palestinian camp continues and is just intensified in the last few years.
Elchanan Miller, thank you very much for your time.